property pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay is a pastor. He had worked as a missionary on the transatlantic pipeline back in the mid-1970s. And in 1980, he wrote a book based upon his experiences there called The Energy Non-Crisis, pointing out that there was lots of oil up there off the north coast of Alaska, but for some reason why the oil companies would not develop this oil. And all the information on this was suppressed, and it's a fascinating story. And we've told it many times in the past, and we actually have a four-tape set on the oil deception. We have a syllabus on the oil deception, and I think it's my October newsletter of last year, 2008, tells the Lindsay Williams story, and specifically tells the story. In fact, we even have an oil deception special. You can get the tapes and all sorts of information, video, giving you the whole background of this scam that convinces there is a shortage of oil. Now, of course, there's an artificial shortage because they're not developing the oil resources which are readily available and the massive amounts of oil that are here. And of course, it may not be as easy to get out as it is over in Saudi Arabia, but it's certainly readily available and could be developed, you know, if they really wanted to. But, of course, they don't want to. And, of course, it was in July of last year when the price of oil was approaching $147. In fact, it was $147 a barrel. And it was about that time when I talked to Lindsay, and this was probably the early part of July. At that time, he sounded a little shaken. He told me he'd been afraid to do any radio programs for 6 weeks because he'd received a threatening telephone call from a gentleman he had known before who told him that he had to start talking about certain things. But this gentleman had also told Lindsay about what was going to happen. Now, the first thing he told Lindsay at that time was that the price of oil was going to drop to $50 a barrel. And of course, at that time, I think both Lindsay and I were firmly convinced the price of oil was going to continue to rise. And then, of course, this gentleman told Lindsay that the whole economy of the world was going to collapse, that the economy of the oil-producing countries, and specifically in the Persian Gulf area, their economy was going to collapse. Dubai was going to become more or less a ghost city. And, of course, at that time, why, of course, it was a vibrant city. They were building the tallest building in the world and all sorts of things we heard at that time. I only wish, of course, I'd had enough confidence in the story to have shorted oil. I could be retired at the present time, but I didn't. Although I do know some people who did take advice from the programs we did at that time and subsequently. And one of them, of course, a gentleman who helps to support Radio Liberty, and he told me that he had done very well because he uses certain oil products and done very well by following Lindsay's advice. But neither Lindsay or I are primarily motivated by making money. We're here to bring you information and to tell you about the spiritual battle that's going on. So without further ado, Lindsay, this is an entirely different world than it was back in July when we talked, isn't it? Lindsay, are you there? Lindsay, are you there? Lindsay, are you there? I don't know what's happened to Lindsay. Let's see if we can find him. Let's plug in elsewhere. Lindsay, are you there? Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and have my producer call Lindsay back and see if we can't find him. Or maybe somebody's just called in on line one. Anyway, we'll ask our producer to get a call for him, and we'll switch him over to the other line here in a few minutes. But hopefully we'll be able to reach Lindsay, and let's just see if that's Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. Is that you? Lindsay, are you there? Well, I'm going to have to see if we can get our engineer out here. We seem to be having a little bit of difficulty in getting anybody through. Lindsay, are you there? Well, I'm going to ask my producer if they'll just go ahead and try to get our engineer out here. Make sure that we're not going to have any problem. We didn't have any problem during the last hour. Got the right earphones on. We actually have three sets of earphones. I have a different set of earphones for every program, but I've got the right switches on. We've certainly got the things going, and we're just going to give one more chance here to see if we can get Lindsay Williams under any circumstances. For those of you who just came on board from KKMC, why, our guest today supposedly is going to be Lindsay Williams, and we're going to be talking about, what's going on in the world finance today. And we're just hoping, of course, that we'll be able to get Lindsay on. He still looks like he's hooked up with us, but we can't seem to reach him. So we're going to, they're working on it. Anyway, of course, the whole world economy has collapsed in the intervening months. But, of course, Lindsay had told me this was going to happen. Now, we knew something big was going to happen. But to believe that what would happen has happened, the Chinese stock market's down 72%. The stock market here in the United States is down about 40%. And, of course, almost a chaotic situation is developing all throughout the world. Certainly, in the month of November, 30,000 people lost their jobs. Actually it's occurring almost on a weekly basis now. And more people being thrown out of work. And there's just terrible, terrible problems as far as the finances of the world are concerned. And people just don't know what to do about it. So I've got to go ahead and disconnect Lindsay now and just see if we can get him back on here. But if you're looking at seeing what's going on, certainly there are 10 million Americans at the present time who, have the potential to lose their homes. There are about 50 million loans out across America. 50 million people have loans on their homes. Out about 10 million of them have either gotten one foreclosure message or perhaps more. But millions of people have already lost their homes. And, of course, in the coming year, this year 2009, why then, of course, the pick and pay loans and the Alt-A loans come through, and my fear is that more people are going to get into trouble. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we're just having a little technical difficulty, but we're hoping very, very soon to have Lindsay Williams with us. So if you're out there in the listening audience, why, just hang on. We're going to give one more try and just see if we can get Lindsay. Lindsay, are you there? No, Lindsay's on line six.
We're on Radio Liberty today.
All right, we've got Lindsay with us. Hi, Lindsay, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I just wish that the rest of the world was doing as well as I am. But, you know, everything, Dr. Stan, everything that man said to me back the middle of June has taken place exactly like he said it in the financial world. It's amazing.
Everybody is. Of course, he was wrong about
total control of the world's economy.
All right, he was wrong about John McCain, but that really doesn't matter because, of course, it didn't really matter whether we got John McCain or Obama in. They were both controlled by the same people. But all the other things you told me certainly have panned out as they did. And you were telling me about the terrible problems that the oil-producing nations, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, and, of course, the nations down the United Arab Emirates and certainly Abu Dhabi and all of those we're going to have, and their economy is just collapsing. They've lost literally trillions of dollars here in the last 6 months. You pick this story up.
Yes, the person who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors said to me back in June, just before I called you, he said the price of crude oil is going down to $50 a barrel. Well, it's gone down to $34 a barrel, then back up a little bit more. But, oh, my gracious, it has done exactly what he said it was going to do with the oil-producing countries of the world. And here it is, right here. OPEC financial oil ministers met last weekend, and they made a statement after their meeting. They said $2.5 trillion has been lost in 4 months, in only 4 months, by the oil-producing countries of the world because of the fall of crude oil prices. $2.5 trillion, that's not billion now, but $1 trillion. What has this done to the oil-producing countries of the world? Well, I asked this gentleman back in June, therefore I need to bring this name up before I show exactly what it's doing to these oil-producing countries. I said to him, now, what does this mean for these countries that produce oil? He said, basically, I'll put it in my words, bankrupt. That's exactly what he said they were going to do to them, and he pointed out Iran. But I asked him, I said, what about that beautiful five-star city in Dubai? Never anything on the face of the earth has ever been built like it. Skyscrapers higher than anything in the world. Well, it has happened just this past week. I was on the phone with a gentleman who has the contract for supplying concrete to Dubai, and I was utterly amazed. You know, as a result of 35 years of rubbing shoulders with the elite and talking with people in every area imaginable, I've made many friends in many different facets of business, and this man said to me, he said, Dubai, as of yesterday, has canceled a concrete contract with our company. I said, what? You mean that beautiful five-star city? He said, yes, it basically has shut down. Now, the word that the man used to me back in June was, he said, the city of Dubai, that beautiful new city, is going to become a ghost town. That's exactly what's happening. The two largest skyscrapers there have been totally shut down. The building of the city has come to a halt, and now Dubai, $2.5 trillion loss on the part of oil-producing countries of the world in 4 months? Dr. Stan, isn't it amazing the power of the elite of the world to accomplish every single thing that they want to do?
And I think we really have to understand that this is not happening by accident. This is happening by design. And, of course, some of those of you who listen to our programs regularly will recognize, of course, we've been talking about this. I mean, they could have saved Bear Stearns. All they had to do was give him, you know, maybe $10 billion or $20 billion, and they wouldn't have gone bankrupt in March of last year. Instead of that, they gave $30 billion to J.P. Morgan Chase, which is a Rockefeller-controlled bank, so they could absorb Bear Stearns. But they didn't try to save Bear Stearns, and they didn't try to save Lehman Brothers. And when Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, who happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers, when he got his $700 billion, which he got ostensibly to buy up the defaulting home loans that were leading to foreclosures all across the country, that's why Congress gave him the money when he demanded it. And then he decided he wasn't going to buy up the home loans. He had plenty of money to buy up the home loans. He didn't want to stop this cascade of foreclosures that's destroying not only our economy, but the economy of banks throughout the world, because they foolishly had bought the bonds that had been created by our banks, which are made of these bundled non-performing loans, so-called subprime loans, that are simply defaulting all throughout the world. And then, of course, the Alt-A loans, and then the pick-and-pay loans, and they're all going down, and perhaps even a lot of the prime loans will go down as people lose their jobs. But this is all going on intentionally. But the most magnificent thing they did on the very day that Henry Paulson got his bony little fingers on the, oh, I said long fingers, he's a fairly large man, on the $700 billion, and then decided he wasn't going to try to stop the cascading fall of home prices, why was the Federal Reserve System began paying interest on the reserves that are deposited with them and soaked up $500 billion that could have been lent out to people across the country to keep businesses going, and they intentionally collapsed our economy. And that's why back there in July, this gentleman knew exactly what was going to happen. But the last thing they want is for the American people to learn what's going on. So you pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, this is positively not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. They know what they're doing. They plan it well in advance. And back in July, when this gentleman told me this in June, and I related it to you in July, he said, and I quote him word for word, I wouldn't dare change this after he corrected my wording, he said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. And then he went on to tell why we were going to see that. Now, at the time, I remember one time I was on a radio show just after this gentleman had told me this. And another person was on the show also at the same time. The talk show host sometimes will have two people on. And the other individual was out of New York. And when I said that the oil-producing countries of the world were going into bankruptcy, he everything but laughed at me over the radio show. Now, that's exactly what's happening. And as a result, this man said to me, he said, Lindsay, he called me Chaplain because that's what I'd been, Chaplain on the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. He said, Chaplain, these oil-producing countries of the world will no longer be able to buy the national debt of the United States of America. That means T-bills. Now, of course, we have $12 trillion that is admitted to of national debt, and on that debt, interest must be paid on a regular basis. That interest is paid by the Treasury of the United States of America issuing T-bills and other securities and selling them to foreigners or Americans, whoever wants to buy them. And the oil-producing countries of the world have bought these over the years because they were the most stable currency they could possibly hold, which, of course, is known as reserve currency, rainy day currency. Now, they can't buy these anymore. They've lost. Now, folks out in the listening audience, I beg of you, write this figure down or keep it very much in your mind. The oil-producing countries of the world in the past 5 months have lost 75% of their income. Can you imagine your income, your salary, being cut by 75% within a four-month period? Well, this is what has caused them to lose $2.5 trillion in 4 months, going from $147 a barrel to $34, $35, I think it was around $40 a barrel today, and they've lost this much. As a result, they've had to cut their budgets drastically. They're doing everything possible. They're cashing in their rainy day funds, which is the reserve currency. Because of that, they can no longer buy the T-bills of the United States of America. I'm sure you must have caught it. It was only a few days ago. I almost shook in my shoes when I heard it. The Federal Reserve of the United States of America. Now, if you listen to Dr. Stan's show, you know he said it many times in his own way. The Federal Reserve is not an agency of the federal government any more than Federal Express is. The Federal Reserve is now, as of last week, buying the Treasury of the United States of America T-bills. They've never done this before. And when I heard this, I was startled. And immediately I got on the phone with someone that I know that's in the financial business, and I said, why are they doing this? He said, Chaplain, the reason they're doing it is because the foreigners, the oil-producing countries of the world in particular, who have lost so much income, they no longer are buying the Treasury T-bills, which pays the interest on the national debt of the United States of America. And since no one's showing up to buy these T-bills, the Federal Reserve is buying them in order to make it look good so that it won't collapse the dollar. Folks, we are on the verge of exactly what this gentleman said. America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it, because now the oil-producing countries of the world are dumping their reserve currency, their rainy day currency. They're dumping the American dollar like it is unbelievable. They're getting into everything else they possibly can. They're maintaining their own budgets by dumping it. When the world gets the message that the dollar is drastically in trouble, which is right around the corner,
well,
now,
you know,
I give it 6 months, 9 months, a year.
You know, it's really, of course, something big is at hand right today. I watched gold this morning. It was up almost $30 an ounce. By the end of the day, it was up $45 an ounce. Silver was up about 50 to 60 cents an ounce. Something big is happening. And it may very well reflect the fact that, you know, people are not buying our T-bills. We've got massive debts we cannot pay. We're a bankrupt nation, not only financially, but morally as well. So we'll be back in just a moment with our friend Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, pick the story up there.
Dr. Stan, it's so amazing that every bit of this was told to me the middle of June. Everything that was going to happen for the next year to a year and a half. And I remember that the first phone call I made after that gentleman told me these things was to you. And the reason I did it is because of your wisdom, your age, and the knowledge you have, and the Christian experience that you hold so dear to your heart. And I knew if there was any person on the face of the earth that I had respect for and could trust, it was Dr. Stan Monteith, and you were the first person that I called and told about the call I had had. And I am so glad that I did, because now you can verify the fact that before any of these things took place, that one of the people whom I would call knowledgeable of everything that goes on with the elite had told me these things, and I related them to you. Later, we both dared. And I really mean we dared to do it, because my reputation was at stake. I had predicted that the price of crude oil was going to $200 a barrel. I would have never, in the wildest imagination, have guessed it would have come down to $50 a barrel. And really, you were bold enough to stick your neck out and be willing to believe me that I had had this call. Because over the past 35 years, every time one of the elite would say something to me, I would merely voice what these people said, because I'm no one special. I'm just an ordinary person, just like everybody else, who by the providence of God had the privilege of being placed in a position to know a few of the elite of the world. And over the past 35 years, every time they have told me something, I have merely voiced what these people said, and every time it's been right. And as a result, this same thing happened back in the middle of June. And I came to you. You allowed me to say it on your program. And I'm sure you must have been frightened when I said it, just in case it was not true. But it's happened exactly like they said it, because they have it all planned. Now, what do they have to gain by it? There's two other things that I want to present on the program today that I've not done before.
All right, fine.
One
right
is,
here.
What have they to gain by this? And secondly, I'm going to give you a solution. Do you realize that there positively is a solution to everything that is happening right now, including the national debt, including the control of the elite of our banking system? There is a solution to this, and it was published just recently in the U.S. Geological Service. I'm going to read you just a few sentences of it, then relate to it when we come to the last half of the program. And when I give it, I want you to go and look this up for yourself. I hope that you will raise the roof, so to speak, with Washington, D.C., because every one of these problems could be solved. And I'm not joking with you. I'm not just saying this frivolously this afternoon. I honestly mean all of these problems could be solved. But let's go, first of all, into the subject of the tax structure. Oh, this is so startling. The tax structure of the federal government and the state governments as a result of prices going down at the gas pump by 3/4. That means 75% of the revenue is gained from taxes at the gas pump on a gallon of gasoline.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Lindsay Williams, and Lindsay's talking about not only the crisis we're facing, and let me just give you exactly what happened today. Gold was up $41 an ounce. $41 an ounce. Silver was up 54 cents an ounce. That is the largest jump I've seen in a long time. Now, that suggests that something big is going to happen, and it may very well have to do with what Lindsay was talking about, that the Fed has started buying the Treasury bills. Ordinarily, of course, we get dependent upon other countries, China, Japan, the Saudi countries, the oil-producing countries, to buy up our debt. So that way we can spend a lot more money than we are taking in. And we've been actually having to spend about $2 billion a day more than we were actually taking in. And so we're borrowing. But what happens when other countries in the world stop, you know, investing in America? Then what happens to our debt? Well, of course, you know, if you're spending more than you're taking in, one of these days you're going to go bankrupt. And of course, this is what America's facing, but we can't go bankrupt. So what we'll do is come up with a solution. We'll just buy our own bonds. Isn't that great? We can buy our own bonds because all they have to do is just print money and buy up the bonds. But what that does is destroy the value of the currency that everybody has. So if you have your money invested in bonds or in any fixed assets, or you have a pension fund, or you have insurance policies, why, you destroy the value of those, and you destroy them very, very quickly once this process starts. And today, somebody knows something. Gold went up $41 an ounce. Silver went up 54 cents an ounce. Well, Lindsay is starting to talk about some of the things he thinks that we might be able to do to try to preserve this country. You know, because I don't think nothing's going to happen, because I believe the people in charge, people what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, are intent upon destroying this country because they want to bring in a new world order. And this can only come about by impoverishing our people and, of course, destroying their wealth and making them totally dependent upon the new military state, which will be imposed now because, of course, they're planning on using American troops on the American citizens. But pick up the story there, Lindsay.
$1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, $2 maybe in California and Hawaii, from $4 and $5 where it was 6 months ago. Oh, everyone says this is the most marvelous thing since sliced bread. No. The elite have done you no favors whatsoever. This goes so deep until the ramifications of it should cause you to shudder in your shoes. Now, let's go to one area that the average person very seldom ever considers. Do you realize that the highways in America are built from gasoline taxes? And the bridges, the construction, the maintenance of all of these things, where do they get the money from? They get it from taxes. Cut the tax structure, the income from the roads, cut it by 75% in 5 months, and what happens? That gasoline went down from $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 to $2 a gallon. Do you realize that you have cut the tax income of the federal government, and the tax structure of the states has been cut by 75% on what you pay at the gasoline, at the gas tax? Now, normally, the federal government and the state government who gets these taxes have a period of about 3 months on calculating their taxes. That means they won't really know that they have a shortfall of 75% until 3 months from now. Now, that's going to catch up with them about 2 months from now, because a month is already gone. And they're going to realize that they're 75% short on their tax revenues to the federal government and the state government from gasoline tax at the gas pump. And what are they going to do when states like California are already financially bankrupt and other states such as Michigan and Illinois and some of the rest of them are in drastic condition and they've lost 75% of the income on the taxes at the gas pump? Now, the oil-producing countries of the world aren't buying our T-bills, so the federal government's in trouble. Now, OPEC says we've got a $2.5 trillion loss in 4 months, and they just admitted to it because their books have just caught up with the fact of how much they're losing. Folks, are you beginning to realize that when that gentleman told me back in the middle of June that all of these things were going to happen, that they had considered every facet of the result of bringing the price to $50 a barrel? Not only would it bankrupt the oil-producing countries of the world, it also would do the same thing to America. Now, Dr. Stan, I want to give a solution. You know, I usually give problems, but the solution is so obvious, and it has been presented before Congress, by the way. This is in the congressional record. U.S. Geological Service has already issued it. This is not a secret. I'll give you the name.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, you go right ahead. We will want to repeat this when we get all of our stations back, but go ahead and introduce the idea of the solution, and then we'll probably develop that idea in just a moment or two. Go right ahead.
Well, there's only one lack in America, and that's a lack of honesty in Washington, D.C. If it was not the District of Criminals, D.C., then we might be able to bring about the solution, but they have no intentions because one of the things that the gentleman said to me back the middle of June when he told me all this was going to happen, he said, we will never allow oil to be produced from our own soil. No major amounts of new oil fields will ever be allowed to be opened. He said, we will keep America dependent on foreign oil. And Dr. Stan, you will remember, I think, that I made one of these statements on your first program back in July when I was with you, that they would not allow this to happen. Well, now it has been, the cat, so to speak, is out of the bag, if I may use an expression. The U.S. Geological Service issued this report. Now, you can't get much more prestigious than the U.S. Geological Service. And here's what they said. The western two-thirds of North Dakota, western South Dakota, extreme Montana, they have discovered, and it now is published by the U.S. Geological Survey, a oil reserve, a whole new oil field, and it's called the Bakken, B-A-K-K-E-N. Now, you go look this up on the Internet for yourself. You go to the U.S. Geological Service, you'll find it. I'll read you just a few statements and then try to give an explanation. The Bakken is the largest domestic oil discovery since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay. The Energy Information Administration, EIA, estimates it at 503 billion barrels of recoverable crude oil. Then they go on to say, even if only 10% of that were recovered, only 10%, at $107 a barrel, we're looking at a resource base of more than $5.3 trillion. Folks, did you get that? $5.3 trillion if only 10% is recovered out of the Bakken oil, the new oil field that's been discovered, already announced by the U.S. Geological Service. Do you realize that that is approximately one half of the national debt of the United States of America? Could be paid from our own soil, from America, right here. Make this nation great again.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was simply talking about the fact that we have lots of oil here, and he was referring to the Bakken Oil Reserve. It's there, it's in Montana, it's in northern Idaho, and it's not northern Dakotas, and gets up, and I believe, into the southern part of Canada. But the estimates there are certainly they could have as much as 500 billion barrels of oil. Now, Saudi Arabia has at least acknowledged 268 million barrels of oil. Of course, a lot of this is in shale, but it is recoverable. Certainly, if the price of oil is high enough, this can all be recovered, and a fabulous amount of money is available here, but they are not going to allow us to develop our own oil resources. Why? Because they want to impoverish the American people. They want to cut back on our utilization of electricity. They want to get us create a situation where we're not going to be able to have our cars. They're going to put all sorts of restrictions on emissions. They're going to block the development of a nuclear power plant. Why? What is this all about? Well, destroy the ability of a nation to be able to create energy, and you can impoverish the people. I mean, a manufacturing company requires energy and cheap energy. And that's why we are building nuclear power plants with our money, you know, being lent over there in China. And, of course, why because we're planning on shifting manufacturing to China, to Russia, and to Brazil and Mexico. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know that there really are people who want to impoverish our people. And until people understand that there are people who have a different loyalty, and tragically, many of them are working at the highest levels of both political party, and they are in the new regime as well. At least we've already been able to identify at least 10 people from the Trilateral Commission in all the key positions in the Obama regime. And the tragedy is there are only 120 people in the Trilateral Commission, and at least 10 of them are in key positions and are going, of course, to continue. The same policies were continued under the Clinton administration and both Bush administration and the Reagan administration and the Carter administration to block the development of energy here so eventually our people can be impoverished. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
The U.S. Geological Service has published a statement that the Bakken Oil Reserve, the new oil field that has been found in North Dakota, Western South Dakota, Extreme Montana, has 503 billion barrels of oil. If only 10% of that were recovered, we, at $107 a barrel, we're looking at a resource base of $5.3 trillion, which would be approximately one-half of the national debt. Now, let's compare that to something. The Bakken Oil Reserve oil field, known, already announced, in the congressional record, because Terry Johnson, the Montana legislator's financial analyst, gave it to his legislator, and he took it to Congress, and Congress was stunned when they heard this. So you'll find it in the congressional record. Now, how much oil does this compare to? That oil reserve, this new oil field, is 8 times as much oil as Saudi Arabia. Now, that's on America's own soil, folks. $5.3 trillion if only 10% were recovered. That's 18 times as much oil as Iraq, 21 times as much oil as Kuwait, 22 times as much oil as Iran, 500 times as much oil as Yemen, and America is sitting on this. The congressmen know it, and what was the first thing they tried to do? Last week, I understand, they actually attempted to push through a bill not to allow any drilling in this area. The first thing they wanted to do. Why?
Doesn't make any sense unless you understand there really are people in Washington, D.C. who don't want a solution. They want the problem so they can impoverish our people. We can't have manufacturing. That's why they're intentionally shifting our manufacturing jobs offshore. But you go right ahead, Lindsay.
So that's what I was told back in the middle of June, first announced it on Dr. Stan's show the 1st of July, and said that an individual who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors had told me $50 a barrel, it would bankrupt the oil-producing countries of the world, America's economy would be drastically affected. He said, we will allow no production of oil from America's own soil, and the moment that the U.S. Geological Service announced this through the Montana congressman, I understand that they could not wait one moment to get a bill before Congress not to allow any production from this area right here that we have on our own soil. They could not wait to get a bill through or to attempt to get a bill through to stop any future oil drilling in that area. Why? Because the elite, the people whom I have rubbed shoulders with on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, who have told me these things over the past 35 years, the elite positively control Washington, D.C. and the world. Now, there are a number of things I have not had time to cover today, Dr. Stan, and I won't be able to. I wish, oh my gracious, I wish I had time to go into the Baltic Dry Index. Folks, do you have the slightest idea that there is an index out there that tells you what's going to happen 6 to 9 months from here?
And that basically has to do with shipping. That has to do with shipping fees.
Yes, it has to do with shipping and the raw materials, and it is an indicator of what will take place in future. Unlike other commodities, there's no speculation whatsoever in this. This is a positive. I wish I had time to tell you what I saw the other day at the leading retailer in America. Oh, my goodness, folks, you've got to hear this. North Dakota, what's happening up there? And the Nigeria, did you realize the royal families of Nigeria have lost, and the reason I have a contact here is because of some people I've gotten to know quite well in Nigeria over the past year or two, being put in touch with them by some of the oil people. And because of it, the royal families in Nigeria who've been living such lavish lifestyles have lost 3/4 of their income, and they're selling their allocations like it's unbelievable. I wish I had time to hold that whole story. How about Circuit City and their liquidation? 500 stores, 13 million square feet of commercial office space, and 34,000 employees. Do you know what's happening in Russia in the ruble? They've devalued it 7 times. Iceland, the foreign couple outside of Denver. Folks, here's what I'm trying to say. On a one-hour radio show, I can just give you a smattering of what's happening. I have just finished producing. In fact, it's never even gone to a single person yet. For the first time on yesterday, I heard production myself. It's an hour and 30 minutes long. I beg of you, I am calling it an emergency update. Dr. Stan, every month, as long as I continue doing this, I have decided to make an emergency update whereby I tell everything that's going on, like the Baltic Dry Index, North Dakota, what's happening to gun sales in America, what's taking place with ammunition sales, Nigeria, all these things. I beg of you, would you please let me get you this emergency update, an hour and 30 minutes long? You must know moment by moment what's taking place. Would you please dial our number? The number is 800-321-2900. We have 2 DVDs now that you can watch on your television. We have 2 CDs that you can listen to in your automobile, and one of those I give you as a gift, because you must hear this emergency update with all of the details, the background to it, what they're doing, how they're doing it, what's happening to banking. Do you realize that they have everything to gain by what they're doing? The banking system's going to be owned by the elite. The real estate market, the majority of real estate in America will be owned by. You must know why they're doing all of this and the background to it. Again, the number is 800-321-2900, and I've asked our operators to even be standing by this afternoon. I beg of you, get this emergency update of everything that's taking place, what this gentleman told me, why it's happening exactly like he said it, and only one more time, the number is 800-321-2900, 2009. I don't think you've had this one either. It's the first time on one of your programs I've given it, Dr. Stan. I've produced one entitled 2009. I've produced another one just in the past few days entitled Emergency Update with all of these additional items on it, because everything that the elite have said they're going to do, they are bringing it to pass exactly as I was told back in June. And Dr. Stan, I plead with people, listen to your program every day. Folks, you must tune in, Dr. Stan, every day. The reason I'm producing this emergency update is because they have accelerated their program. I didn't expect them to bring crude oil to the $50 a barrel until well after the election. They did it before the election. I didn't expect them to bring about a crash in America's financial system until maybe 6 months to 9 months from now. Mark my words, you have 9 months to 1 year maximum before you're going to see hyperinflation. And you need to hear the explanation of this on our new emergency update. We're in deflation right now. You're going to go into hyperinflation within 6 to 9 months, maximum 1 year from now, and you must, every day, tune into Dr. Stan's program, get his newsletter, keep up with what's happening, because things have accelerated so rapidly that in 24 hours' time, you literally can lose it. I mean, you can lose much of your financial backing within a short period of time because of the rapidity with which they're doing things, Dr. Stan.
No, I know. I've just talked to a gentleman today. I've known him for many years, and he's a retired physician, really done very well investing in the stock market. But he bemoaned the fact that he had lost almost half of everything he had accumulated and amassed during the years in this last year. Lost almost half of it. And what people don't understand is we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth ever that has ever occurred. And, of course, there's $2 trillion that Ben Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, member of the Bilderbergers, he's simply a front for the power elite. $2 trillion, he's given away, and he won't tell anybody who got the $2 trillion. How can you give away $2 trillion of America's people's money? Because it's not the Americans' people's money. It's controlled by the financiers who control the Fed, which is a private bank. And you're seeing this great transfer of wealth, and the average American has no idea what's happening other than he knows something's wrong. But I think things are just on the verge of getting far, far worse. There are going to be over 2 million homes that are going to be at least eligible for foreclosure this year as the pick-and-pay loans come due, the Alt-A loans come due, and as more and more people, of course, lose their jobs. Even the prime home mortgage loans are going to fail, and they keep saying that they're going to do something, but they just sort of never get around to it. Like they were going to go ahead and buy up all the defective home loans and stop the cascade, and then they changed their mind. Why do you think they changed their mind? And the answer should be very simple. They don't want to solve the problem. We are seeing this massive transfer of wealth, and suddenly it's not being transferred to the average individual. Lindsay, we've got about 5 minutes, and we also will open up our lines. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you out there in the listening audience have got to move, and move very quickly to protect what you have, because the majority of the people in this country are going to be impoverished before this is over. Our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And an inflationary spiral destroys the value of insurance policy that you've been paying into all of your life. Your pension fund that you've been paying into. Your annuities. If you were invested in bonds, a secure investment in the past, either corporate bonds or government bonds, but we are in uncharted waters, and the sharks are out there, unfortunately, and the average individual has no idea what's going on. Lindsay, once again, you want to get your telephone number out so people can get in touch with you.
Please call and ask about the emergency update. The number is 800-321-2900. Just a few things you'll find there. In-depth about Dubai. In-depth about what's happening in America. Why are they doing, what do they have to gain by all of this? Let's go a little bit further to the Baltic Dry Index, which I won't even have time to give today. What's going to happen 6 to 9 months because of all? Dr. Stan, people are literally scared to death. Now, let me give you an illustration. Did you know, everyone out in the listening audience, I'm sure Dr. Stan does, that the day after the election, now the very day after the election, Walmart sold four times more ammunition in 24 hours' time than ever sold in the history of Walmart in any one day. Four times more in one 24-hour period than they ever sold in any one given day in the history of Walmart.
Well, I think people...
Do you realize just how scared the American people are? I'm getting phone calls coming to my office on a regular basis. People are devastated. they are so concerned about what's taking place in our country right now. Therefore, we've got predictions out here based on what the gentleman said to me over the phone back in the middle of June, and I've taken these and gone into the future. Now, if oil prices begin to go back up again, they're going to open up two major oil fields in the world in order to keep them down to $50 a barrel.
Lindsay, we got a couple of callers. Let's take them quickly. We've got Andrew calling from Watsonville. Andrew, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I have a comment. Thank you for taking the call. The question I have, Lindsay, is when we talk about hyperinflation in this time that's coming, and I really do believe it's coming, one thing that I would like your input on is real estate. I have a couple pieces of real estate that are duplexes and fourplexes, but very positive cash flow now, could even break even possibly with rents going down 30%. And I'm kind of wondering, is that a good thing in the hyperinflation area economy, or is it better to, probably unload those things now?
Well, let's consider why hyperinflation, first of all, and then you'll readily know the answer to all of this. It's really not the product, such as real estate or the gasoline at the gas pump, that's changing value. The only thing that's changing value is the purchasing power of the American dollar. And when the world sees the dollar collapsing and bail out of it, then when you take a wheelbarrow load of currency or paper, or green stamps as I like to call them, to the grocery store in order to buy a loaf of bread, you realize that it's not the value of your real estate that's changed. It's the purchasing power of the dollar that's changing.
So basically, of course, the question is, what should you do? You might get rid of part of it and keep on the other part, but we're not financial advisors. These are uncertain times, but certainly, are they paid for or not? Are you simply in the process of buying them?
No, they have loans on them, but they're low interest, loans, they're fixed, and...
Just make sure that you have the right to raise the rents as you need to. And, of course, what you want to do is, of course, make sure that you're out of debt as much as you possibly can, that, of course, you've laid in the things that you're going to need. You probably had to have a certain amount of money in gold and silver stocks, and just protect yourself from the ravages of inflation, because gold and silver have held up, throughout, for 6,000 years. So diversify. Don't have everything in real estate. But, of course, you certainly would want to have something that will give you income, and maybe at least one of those duplexes will do well in the future. Hang on. We're going to have to let you go. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Mike on the line. Mike, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to the part about the Fed buying Treasury bonds. It seems to me that when they start doing that, they're moving into a position of ownership of the United States.
That's exactly right. Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that. You cannot imagine. You have the right message. You realize that by bailing out all the banks like they're doing, that they basically are taking ownership. They will own the banking system of America, real estate. Whenever a person is 3 months behind on their mortgage and the banking or the lending institution comes in and repossesses it, do they give the person anything? No, don't give them anything. What does the lending institution get it for? Now, that is not, if the banks are owned by the elite, then the elite will own the real estate when it goes back to the bank or the lending institution, whichever it may be, and in turn, they get that piece of real estate for nothing but a computer entry that they gave the people back a few years ago or however long it may be. Do you realize they'll own the majority of the real estate of America? They'll own all the banking system of America. They'll own most of the mom-and-pop businesses of America. All of these things, when all of this is over, the elite are going to own it, and they gave nothing for it.
And I think, Mike, the important thing, though, with buying up the Treasury bonds, the Fed buying Treasury bonds, is that this is highly inflationary. This is the real thing. And, of course, you have to create the money or the credit to do that. And the longer they go, the more inflation they create. And the greatest danger to the survival of our nation is inflation. In fact, it was Lenin who was quoted by Alan Greenspan in his book. And Alan Green says that Lenin had said, the best way to destroy a nation is to debauch the currency. and not one person in a million will understand what's going on. And that's really what's going on. That, to me, is the great danger of the Fed buying the bonds, because as time goes by, they're going to have to create more and more and more money to buy more and more and more bonds. Something big is up this weekend. We'll know probably in a week or two what it is. Anything else you want to say, Mike?
Not for now. Thanks, guys.
God bless. Always good to have you with us. And Lindsay, as always, it's a pleasure. One parting thought. We've got about 20 seconds.
Yes. Please, I beg of you folks, prepare. Set your spiritual house in order. Listen to Dr. Stan every day. You need to know every 24 hours what's taking place. And Dr. Stan, that newsletter of yours is a masterpiece. I hope every person out there will get it. And get our emergency update. The reason I prepared it is in order to explain to everyone just what our caller just said a moment ago. Why are they doing this? What is the outcome of this going to be? When you know the ramifications,
we're out of time. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, that was Lindsay Williams. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with him. If you're going to enjoy bad news, but you need to understand what's going on, because at least if you do, you'll be prepared. And most people are not going to be prepared for the civil unrest that's coming. And, of course, Henry Kissinger tells us all about it, what's coming down the line. If you have not yet read Henry Kissinger's article, it was published in the 12th of January of this year in the International Herald Tribune. If you can't get a copy, why, we'll be glad to send you one, but pull it down off the Internet. Just Google in Henry Kissinger, International Herald Tribune, the New International Order. And you Google that in, it'll come right up. Read it and reread it. Of course, we cover that in our January newsletter, but you won't be able to get a copy of that for a few weeks. The December newsletter will be arriving just in a few days. You need to understand that we are on the brink of fiscal chaos. You need, of course, to see the talk that we gave, actually was this last the October, Sydney, you won't be able to see the DVD, but we actually have a syllabus on the oil crisis, and we have the talk I gave on DVD, and on CD, and it is available. We need to get the talk and go over the syllabus on the oil deception. That's the oil deception. And then, of course, you need to hear my talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it about 2006, but we put a syllabus together with it, and we explained all of the things that were coming down the line, and everything is falling in place. The big threat right now is the derivatives. And, of course, if you don't know what derivatives are, why, they're simply unfunded insurance policies. Would you buy an insurance policy from a company that didn't have any reserves to back the insurance policy? Of course you wouldn't. That would be stupid. And yet we're looking today at derivatives somewhere between $500 trillion and $1 quadrillion out there throughout the world. Most people say they're $500 or $600 trillion. That's more money than there is in all the world. 10 times more money than there is in all the world. And that is, of course, going to be the final insult that's going to break the back of the financial institutions throughout the world. But don't you worry. They have a plan. And Henry Kissinger lays it out in his article, January 12th, International Herald Tribune, about all the chaos and fragmentation that's coming, unless, of course, we join the new international order that Henry Kissinger has dedicated his whole life to establish, which is the end of the sovereignty of our nation, the end of freedom as we know it, and the establishment of a feudalistic rule, a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader. Because behind all of this are the powerful spiritual forces we talk about. If you haven't got my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, and or the DVD or the special. If you haven't got my talk on the Forbidden Secret, you need to get it, and certainly you need to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and, of course, Fiat Money Inflation in France. You need the two little pamphlets we put together, inexpensive. The History of Money, What You Should Know. That's The History of Money, What You Should Know. And Financial Meltdown. You need to get this information. You can get my November newsletter off the Internet. The December newsletter will be up, hopefully, over this weekend. And this will give you the at least a glimpse of the real cause of the financial meltdown we're experiencing now. Oh, but nobody is going to tell you this did not happen by accident. The people in Washington, D.C. are not bumbling idiots. They all tie into what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly Mr. Paulson, the Secretary of Treasury, comes from there. Mr. Bernanke comes from there. Mr. Geithner, who's going to be probably the next Secretary of the Treasury. Why do you think he can get away without paying his income taxes? And, you know, he's not put in jail because he chiseled the government out of some $40,000. He's one of the elite. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Bilderbergers. He's a member of the Group of 30. There's only 30 of them. They run the finances of the world. And they're headed by Paul Volcker, who will be chief advisor, economic advisor to our new president. Our number 1-800.